Thank you all for gathering together to savor the stillness, to celebrate that which we are, that which is. It's very rare to gather together and just rest. Very, very rare. It has a lovely effect on the one field called life. So much gratitude for your presence, for your seeding the unfoldment everywhere. So we can open it up if you like to share what you're noticing. Wisdom is just noticing what is. And many, 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 many sages are needed to report on all the blooming and subsiding and forms and functions and the glorious space that holds everything. So to unmute yourself, if you're so inclined, press *6, and then when it feels complete, *6 again to mute.
It's Murray in Imperial Beach.
Hello.
With Sandra Spees. I'm choosing to let the Holy Spirit enter every level and aspect of my mind to heal confusion, to set up new understandings, and to deepen the channel of communication with God and everyone. And I'm grateful for this help. I let all of you all the way in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, dear.
Hello, Pamela.
Yes.
This is Sandra.
Hi, love.
Hi. You know, we've been talking about embodiment and the void. And I've been thinking of embodiment as the yang part of the yin-yang. And
okay.
The void as the dark part, you know, downward thrusting dark part. And then the Tai Chi, which is that which can't be spoken of, is the circle, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and it seems to me I've got questions about how this life is lived in that, what about, people that never seem to clean up their act? You know, they eat wrong and they're sick and, you know, they have messy relationships get drunk, and yet they think that they're enlightened. You know, I'm thinking of somebody in this case, and this person seems to be effective with some people, you know, counseling some people. But he has a system of like one to a thousand of judging enlightenment.
Oh. Huh. Well, it sounds like that part, that would definitely be the mind, right? The judging.
Yeah.
And measuring.
So I'm wondering, you know, how some people, like, you know, the higher I feel, the more I clean up my act and it's no effort. You know, not that it's a terrible bad act anyway, but and then I'm not seeing irritations everywhere. You know, I'm looking for the love behind people's anger and fear and things.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a puzzlement how some people, as they become more realized, they clean up their act, you know, they eat better and they're not as in their reactive emotions, and other people don't.
Well, you know, the wakefulness, as you know, is what is. That's the substratum, right? The background. And then the conditioning, from its point of view, thinks it's protecting and trying to fulfill desires. So it becomes sort of a conflicting, polarized mess occasionally. And the wakefulness part of the embodiment or the unfolding is where the wakefulness permeates, soothes, and returns everything back to rest, including the conditioning, the misunderstandings, the posturing, the judgments. Yeah. So, you know, we'll notice, we'll notice we resonate, and we easily notice we don't resonate. Yeah. So, each one of us, there's so much clear seeing in the resonance, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I always, my nose sniffs something off sometimes when there's a hierarchy of enlightenment. Because to me it's just everything is returned back to its, unified field of unconditioned naturalness. And it'll be quirky in all of us. And yet, I like what you call cleaning up the act, that harmlessness and, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I trust your noticing.
Oh, thank you. I just thought maybe you understood it better than I do.
No. I mean, I think the deepest understanding is that sort of gut resonance or lack of resonance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And already that knows very deeply what is happening and what's true and what's not true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
For your clarity.
And yours.
Pamela, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Rich. You had once said that for women, it was important to sit with anger.
Yes, I think for all beings, but especially women, because it gives us a great gift when it roots down in its naturalness.
And could you talk more about the how of that?
Say again, love?
Can you talk more about the how of that?
Oh, well, anger is pretty notable when it power surges forth.
Yep.
Yeah. So I like to honor it because there's often a lot of righteous, clear seeing in it. And the more I just honor that function, the more it balances itself and knows itself just as pure strength and unshakable, rooted presence. I'm a big fan of it in its naturalness.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Hey, Pamela, it's Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. I am calling because I'm sitting with guilt, and it is so, it just, I'm trying to bring the opposite in, but I'm just having trouble sitting with it all.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and just to honor that that's natural with some of these very deep sort of underground rivers.
I honor that it's deep, but it feels like, you know, when you feel guilt, even though, well, it's the mind, of course, telling me that I need to rectify what made me feel guilty, but I felt very strong in what I did.
Okay.
That it was not the wrong thing to do. So I guess that's where the confusion comes in for me.
Okay. So one of my first teachers, Lester, used to talk about conflicting desires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it sounds like here is this, you spoke, or you know, you just expressed yourself naturally, your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow there's this second movement of guilt, yeah?
Well, just in essence, yes, without the whole long history.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom, once again, was in the emergency room, and her friends took her there. She called me. I went over and sat with her, and they had no idea when she was going to be released. So at 7 o'clock, I left because I was tired. I'm hungry, and I didn't want to sit there all night.
Yeah.
I knew that if they did release her, that she could go home in a cab. So I left. And then she called me when I was halfway home, and there's quite a distance, and wanted me to come back and take her home. And I said, please take a cab. So that's where the...
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, so just soothing your own innocence.
Hmm.
What a lovely sound. Yeah, innocence was tired and hungry and
yes.
Didn't want to go out again.
No.
Yeah.
Really.
Mhm. And just really honoring that was natural, yeah. Now we can also honor innocence as your mom or in your mom from a distance, because innocence over called mom wanted the comfort and safety of her daughter taking her home.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's both innocence always wants what it wants, which is because it's a natural being, you know. Yeah, so just honoring innocence in her and innocence in you,
that nothing has to be fixed, just honor.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that feels good. I just have to, you know, keep reminding the mind to rest.
Beautiful satsang. Reminding the mind to rest. Lovely.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you, dear.
Hi, Pamela. This is Drew Ann.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to pick up where Carrie was going. When, especially this week, I've been really focusing on the realization of no me in the center, just awareness. And so there's been so much ease. So much ease in being without all of the contracted patterns catching and, you know, running off in a thousand directions of a contorted story about the me. So
uh-huh.
It's been quite enjoyable, actually, and easy. Until this morning, and I woke with this intense mind and anxiety in the body.
Uh-huh.
With, you know, a list of what had to be done, and I couldn't get the mind to rest. I could just acknowledge that there was anxiety and there was, fast mind, fast thoughts, anticipating two steps ahead of what I was doing. And there was no resting with the mind, even in the acknowledging of the speed of the thinking and the anticipation. So I'm wondering how to sit when there's no availability at the time to sit.
When there's no availability of, I missed one word.
So if there's no space and recognition of anything other than the conditioned thoughts, if they're so dominant and they're so pervasive, there's no space. Really the motivation is to control it, because it's...
Yes, that would be another aspect of the mind or the conditioning, and I know you know that.
Yes.
But what really helps is to notice that the agitation in the mind is born of worried love.
That feels really right on. And what do I do when the top layer, well, I don't know if it's the top layer, the pervasive layer is intense, like an intense drill sergeant, you know, forget about the worry, just get on with it, get going, get, do it right. Do it. There's no room for innocence in that mindset.
No. It's trying to balance what it perceives as a naive innocence in pure being. So, I mean, each one of us will have a very unique satsang to give the one mind when it contracts and then starts to push or pressure. But for me, I just thank you for your love. And about maybe the fifth time that's honored or spoken, it starts to unwind.
Okay, so a little perseverance with the awareness of what it's really doing, and it finally opens. That makes total sense.
Yes,
I can feel it.
It's nice to go to the root, because the way I see it is each one of us is the tree of life, and the mind, so to speak, is the branches of the tree of life. And so you don't want to climb up in the branches and try and get the branches to stop swaying, or, you know, we want to go down in the root and notice where all that activity is coming from, which is some perception of threat or lack or worry or some reptilian brain protective movement that's not required.
So is that the essence of every contraction, some
yes, it's
form
a,
of fear?
Yeah, and fear is protection. So it's a benevolent movement, but over the millennia it has forgotten itself.
Yeah.
Like we all did for a while.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, so just stroking the mind.
Yes, it's like petting a dragon.
Yeah, well, it's lovely. Yeah, I mean, you're certainly not going to try and control the dragon when its, you know, fangs are bared and claws, you know, unsheathed. So you're going to keep bowing until the dragon settles. And then especially with the mind, it's helpful to show it its true nature, because otherwise it'll offer the sage uncomfortable services till the body drops.
Yeah.
So we want to help the mind discern and notice that it functions beautifully, skillfully, in a most notably relaxed, efficient, practical, creative way when it's open. Rooted and open.
Very good.
Very good, yeah. Yeah, and then the vast resources of its nature can flow in. Yes, yes, yes. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
And just the way you noticed that at your heart, so to speak, you are just pure, open emptiness. So too, the mind can look into its heart, its center, and notice it also has that same unconditioned, open intelligence.
Yes, 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 yes. There's an absolute flow when you were pointing to that. Yes.
Lovely, good.
Because
otherwise there's unrest, the old saying, the natives are restless, meaning all the inner functions will be restless unless they know their true nature.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a complete kind of alignment with that. Yeah, there's so much joy with it.
Oh, good, good, good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Hi, Pamela.
Yes?
Hi, this is Slavka Sita from Pennsylvania.
Welcome, dear.
And I have a report from last time we talked.
Wonderful.
And we talked about my mom and her anger and how to live with that. And so I have an example. I've tried what you said, and it worked quite well. And so she had somebody bumped into her car and had a hit and run, and she came home frustrated and upset about finances and the $500 deductible. So I had my 3-year-old grandson with me, and so she walked into the house and started dumping on me about how much money she has to spend here and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, I went into my heart space, which was bigger than the anger, and I said, I see that you're very angry, and instead of trying to stop the stop the anger, I don't remember what I used last time, like trying to stop the tsunami, I said, I see that you're angry, and I said, I right now, I don't want my 3-year-old grandson to be exposed to that. And she said, well, you never want me to be angry. And I said, well, that's not true. I said, you can be angry after I take him home, because I'm ready to take him home pretty soon. And I said, when I come home, you can be angry all you want. So I honored her anger, and I allowed her to be angry. But I said, not at this moment, because right now I need to have my grandson be in a nice atmosphere. And so she stopped. And
wow.
Then, so she did stop, because I gave her the permission to be who she was at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took my grandson home, and then by the time I got back home, she didn't want to be angry.
Oh, that's so funny. It's like a little kid with one of those little tiny pianos, and you always say, oh, please don't play that note on the piano. And, of course, then they're going to want to play that note on the piano.
Even
but
more.
All of a sudden you go, oh, what a marvelous note.
Yeah.
Very good.
And so I'm starting to see with, like, more understanding that she just needs to, like you said, be understood and loved, and in love. She just needs to, that's her way of just venting, because she was starting to attack me about, you know, the finances and blah, blah, blah. She seems to think that she can live at my house for free and then I have to pay for everything. But it's, so she's really frustrated that she has to pay half. But anyway, so anyway, she just vented and then, I allowed her to, I'm seeing her as just trying, just being frustrated.
Oh, nicely said. That's so true.
Instead of taking it personally.
Yes.
And feeling guilty, because that's all she, you know, guilt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just bow to her natural frustration. Because pretty much it's a note in the human tribe now. Because apparently everybody's on their return to their unconditioned naturalness in a good way. So there's a lot of frustration in the field. So it's sort of like two sticks rubbing together, the unlimited and the limited, the conditioned and the unconditioned. So really honor that she's frustrated. And then honor yourself for this just wonderful satsang you gave her. It was a firm, compassionate, welcoming satsang.
Yes, and I get, my guilt gets triggered because all my life I've been made responsible for her anger and frustration, and I started feeling the guilt, and then I didn't go into that because it's not about me, it's just about her.
Yes. And it's also, none of it's even personal to her. It's like her player piano is just keeps playing that music. And, you know, if as soon as you honor her player piano, it'll self-adjust.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's even more freeing.
Yes, very good.
Because then it's not that I'm not responsible, but she's also not responsible.
Yeah, she's also being played, so to speak, by a stressed piano.
right. Yeah.
Very good. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, dear. And thank you for being protective of your grandson as well.
Yeah, really. He doesn't need to be in that atmosphere.
Right. Very nice.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Judy.
Hello.
Hey, Pamela. This is Penny in New York.
Oh, hold on one second. We had Julie on first.
Okay.
Are you still there, Julie? You're cutting out a little bit, Julie, in and out. So it doesn't appear your connection is very good. I don't know if it's on Skype or telephone. If it resonates, and you would know best, maybe hanging up and calling back in again?
Okay.
Oh, there you are now.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think you better sort of call back in, because your connection is very weak.
Okay, I'll maybe, do you want to take the other call and do that?
Oh, you're allowed to call in eternally.
Okay.
Okay, just to get a better connection. Okay, and Kenny, are you there while we wait?
I'm here.
Okay, love. Welcome.
Thank you. So I wanted to ask a little more. I'm experiencing a prolonged period of kind of a anxiety-based crisis, identity, midlife, psycho-spiritual, all those good things.
Uh-huh.
which seems to have been triggered by a resistance or a reluctance to or inability to connect with some practical aspects of life, connect spiritual work and creative work with financial work. It seems to have been the trigger. But I'm experiencing it as a, you know, kind of a daily encounter with the energies of anxiety and in the body, in the mind, and doing a lot of things to engage with it on a daily basis.
Okay. So let's sort of cut to the chase. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
So is there any remaining doubt, Kenny, about who you are? There may not be.
Okay. There's an uncertainty.
Okay. Yes, so let's address that first.
Okay.
Because some of the things you mentioned sound like the roles subsiding.
Mm.
And that the new sort of sovereignty of naturalness hasn't kicked in yet, which is very practical and creative and invented finances and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so go into the right side of the chest.
Okay.
Just bringing this liquid awareness, formless awareness that you are to the right side of the chest. And just as if you're 5 years old, just completely innocently being curious there.
Okay.
And what is awareness aware of in the right side of the chest? And there's never a right answer. It's just, what would the 5-year-old report?
So the first thing the 5-year-old reports is, where is everybody?
Okay, so kind of quiet and empty in there?
And like not quite sure if he's in there.
Okay. Yeah. And just being curious.
Feels like he's caught up in the mind.
That's all right. And just invite the mind to come explore.
Okay.
Let's look together. Just here on the right side of the chest. It's definitely not a worldly filled with sensation or emotion or thought area of the body, right?
Right.
Yeah. Kind of quiet. It's like your secret refuge space. And just pause for a moment to allow yourself to be refreshed. Kind of the way we might go for a walk in the woods or refresh ourselves, nourish ourselves with beauty at a museum or with music. Just allowing, pure presence just to rest. Be refreshed for a moment there. And what's noticed in this moment? How does the body-mind respond, or what's noticed in the space within the right side of the chest?
Well, I noticed. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You notice it has an effect on the body, mind.
Yes.
And it kind of calls it into being present.
Wonderful.
And it calls an awareness of the energy in the body, where it's different feeling than the right side of the chest.
Very true. So, just can we stay there just a few more moments? I'm just noticing that awareness that's aware of that quietude there, or whatever the word that resonates for you, awareness and the quiet presence in the right side of the chest are both formless. Does that resonate? They're both essence rather than a form.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's formless awareness. Aware of formless peace, or openness, or quiet. Now, when they meet, since they're both formless, can there be any separation? Just check it out. Or is it like water meeting water? Doesn't matter if one's a river or a lake when they meet.
It's, what I'm experiencing is that on the one hand, energy in my body field seems to be lifting up off the ground, and at the same time, it seems like the center of the body is somehow impeding the form.
Yes, yes. But that's all right. We're going to just uncontain, which is already happening, that presence that was sort of in a deep meditation on the right side of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
It's already lifting up and kind of expanding, right?
The whole body energy is lifting up.
Beautiful. And can you just, as Papaji invited us, just say a few thank yous to that?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
And just tell it, I return the body and the mind back to you and the life to this naturalness. So you're just returning the vehicle, so to speak, and the creativity back to your true nature, your who you are when you were quite young before you went to school. And picked up any misunderstanding. So just to this natural uplift, expansion, I return everything back to you, the life, the body, the mind, the creativity, the finances.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll let that which is carrying the universe carry the life. Would that be okay?
Would be fantastic.
Yeah. So just a few more heart-to-hearts with it.
Mm.
Just silently within of gratitude, devotion, and just inviting it to permeate any area of the body that's still bracing or treading water or protecting. Just to let this deep, soothing, clear strength just clarify and liberate the path from the body. And if there's any area that still sort of has a stop sign inside,
mm-hmm.
you just say thank you for protecting.
Okay.
Because rolls, you know, Kenny, they have like a shelf life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like a little date stamped on it.
Yeah.
Do not use past this date.
Yeah.
Because they're designed, you know, they're really fun when we're young, and they're very fluid and playful and creative and also wonderfully reactive. And there's great fun in the Shakespeare and the posturing up until a certain point. And then it all becomes leaden and weighty and a burden.
Yes.
Yeah. So now here we're just inviting that which wove the role, which is life itself, and it's just unweaving it, and there doesn't have to be time involved, because the role also was made of formless mischief and intelligence and creativity. It can just rest back into pure presence in no time at all. So it's already happening, so I would just keep feeding it with yes, 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 thank you inside.
Okay.
Great.
Well, it was definitely has been a great unweaving of the role, that is for sure.
Yes. And, you know, in our culture, there's some misunderstanding that that is not a good thing and it needs to be patched.
Right.
Yeah. I also experienced that as my role was unraveling. But it's a good thing. It's just that beautiful circle where it's returning back to its naturalness. And I would just feed it with, you know, really finding things that nourish you, things out of character.
Okay.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, yes. Back at ya.
Okay, blessings to everybody.
Thank you, dear. And Julie, did you re-phone in? Technology, as we all have noticed, is subject to the law of this plane of existence, which is one of opposites. So it works and then it doesn't work. But luckily, prior to this plane of opposites is this one field that can speak without technology, touch itself, reach itself.
Hi, Pamela. This is Susan. Did you want to wait another moment for Julie, or?
No, she can tag team after you if
okay. All right.
Mind.
With the last caller, quite beautiful. One thing, a point of clarification, you kept saying the right side of the chest and my mind took off, but the heart's on the left side.
Yes, very accurate. The human heart is slightly to the left of the center, and then Ramana spoke of the spiritual heart on the right side of the chest.
Well, oh, that's sweet, because I kept feeling an echo there, and so that explains it. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and then when you said the five-year-old, I had a specific incident that returned, and I was shrouded with guilt and shame. So I just wanted to check in with you about that, and loving that innocence and embracing that innocence that was so wounded and frightened.
Yes, and also that the shame wants to come to Satsang as well.
It really does.
Yes. So it also has true nature, shame. So just inviting that pure innocence that you were, are, and shame also.
Yeah.
Just inviting them closer, up into the front row of your satsang.
So they're a little bit afraid to come up, but they're slowly moving up. Yeah.
Sweet. And honor that they're fearful and courageous all at once.
Okay. Yeah, it's like I want to tell them it's okay, it's safe now.
Good. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, there was a lot of confusion about the body at that age. Why it was happening. And feeling like it was my fault.
Okay. And just agreeing with the confusion.
Okay.
That was just also confusion's true nature is not knowing, right?
And then that was the old burn in hell card that...
Oh, yeah. Well, that didn't resonate, did it?
No.
No. And that would definitely shake innocence a little bit, that ancient threat and projection.
Yes.
Yeah. And just comforting it now, because even though it's not happening now, it's still stored.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just comforting that.
Yeah. I had the thought, this is well past its sell-by date.
So. Yeah, but it's on its way home, so.
Yeah.
And just welcoming it. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. I'm welcoming her home.
Exactly. She wants to know her true nature also as innocence, as life, as presence.
I'm a Jungian analyst, and part of that embracing the child is that innocence.
Yes.
So it doesn't kind of turn against you.
Well, it has a essential majesty when it knows itself.
Yeah.
It's the heart of hearts, so by honoring it, it can know itself.
Mm-hmm. I just love the way you put things. They're so sweet and so simple.
Thank you.
Yeah, really resonates.
I'm just bringing, I like to also honor naturalness with inner bows and with just deep respect and but also with gifts sometimes. So sometimes I imagine bringing it flowers or...
Oh, sweet. Even the guilt and the shame, they moved to the front row. So you would bow to that as well.
Yes, and ask them if they would like to know their true nature.
Yeah, they would. They're kind of holding each other.
That's so sweet.
Like, no, you go first.
That's right. There's a very fine line between fear and bravery, I find.
Yeah.
So who would like to know their true nature first? And we can guarantee that they will like their true nature.
Shame would.
Yeah. So shame is like almost like a costume of rags, right?
Oh, God, that's weird you use that term. That's from the Bible. You are but a filthy rag, is what I was told.
Ah. Yeah, so ask this one to look behind the rags and any history and projection from other. What does it look? Because often treasures are wrapped in rags, so nobody will find them.
Oh, yeah, there's like a diamond or light. It's more like a... It's like a light. Yes.
Beautiful.
Mm.
So ask it to just notice its natural radiance and purity.
Okay, it's looking at guilt to make sure that's okay.
That's so sweet. They're a team.
They are. They're like...
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
That's right. And pure innocence to boot. So tell guilt, we'll be right with you because you also have a magnificent true nature.
Okay.
So ask shame if it can notice and relax into its natural radiance. In complete innocence. It never did anything wrong.
You never did anything wrong. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
And how vast is it? We want it to spread its wings a little bit, uncontain itself.
Yeah, there's still some confinement around the head and back. Yeah.
Now that's protective, and we certainly in the past, in a few moments, needed that, so we can bow to it respectfully as well. Thanking it for protecting that great treasure.
Thank you. Like thanking the rags for protecting the treasure.
Yeah, and even the guardian tension.
Feels like it be almost needed to be there.
Yes.
They're still holding, the guilt is still holding on, but it's more like waiting its turn.
Very nice. And ask shame if it notices that that was just its function, that wasn't its essence. It was just playing, presence plays all the roles and all the functions. And animates all the sensations and emotions. And so ask shame if it's satisfied with just being pure being. Is that yummy enough?
Mm. Oh. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think it's any accident in the word shame is the word A-M-E, is French and probably Latin for soul.
Yeah. And it's almost like shh.
Yes, exactly.
Quieting the soul.
Mm-hmm. Hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be hurt. Mm-hmm. And our friend guilt, would it like to know its true nature?
Yeah, it's almost like, like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Now it's like, well, my turn.
Yes. And ask it, or just confirm how wise it is to also be curious about its unconditioned naturalness. That is just, I love the maturity in that which presents itself for liberation. So we're like even bowing to its, it even knows it's ripe for throwing off its costume. So ask it who it is behind its function or form or history or ideas.
Who are you?
Like a guardian, gatekeeper?
Very nice, yeah.
This is strange, but it seems like there's a strength in it.
Yes, absolutely. So much of this is animated by a pure protective strength.
It is.
Yes.
Like, to protect its guilt. I was even taught, of course, as many of us are, that guilt is necessary to keep you from doing bad things.
Yes. So there's a tiny morsel of pure truth in that, and then it got corrupted by confusion and mind.
Yeah.
Because basically, there's a deep longing within all of us to be harmless.
Right, and to do the right thing.
Yes, so we bow to that. And what a gorgeous confession from the heart of guilt that its longing is to do the right thing, to be pure being, purity of action, word, deed. Just yes. And ask it, who are you that's your deepest resonance?
Yeah, who are you?
Are you?
As the caterpillar said. Keep coming up with Alice in Wonderland today. Who are you? It's there's so much power in it, it's almost frightening, and there's fire in it.
Gorgeous. So what beautiful noticing. We're seeing it has a big heart.
Yes.
It has fire, and it has a amazing strength and power. So just ask it to completely spread its wings and uncontain itself. Because it's not human power, it's divine strength. And its nature is harmless when it's uncontained.
So it's harmless when it's uncontained, when it's allowed its freedom. That's
exactly. It's like a tiger in the wild as opposed to a tiger in this small cage.
Yeah. Oh, it's there's light in it. I wasn't seeing the light at first. It was dark. And
And just feed it with gratitude. It's sort of like an elemental.
Was trying to keep the child safe.
Beautiful, yeah. Coiled around it.
Yeah. And they were like, they one on each side, guilt and shame were surrounding her.
Gorgeous.
Oh, this is so sweet.
And ask it to let you feel its vastness, or invite it to soar, however it would like to celebrate its freedom.
Yeah, probably a little dancing and singing might come up later.
And can we ask it to let you see its majesty or dignity?
Majesty.
Maybe bowing to it. These guardians have amazing majesty and dignity. when they don't contain themselves, and integrity, and
that's the word. That's it. Integrity. Thank you. That's beautiful. Because that frees the shame, too.
And the little girl, can she see she's beyond precious and has ultimate value? And none of the veils she wore or the rags she wore stained her transparent purity.
And I see her as transparent, even.
Gorgeous.
White, you know, transparent. Mm-hmm. She's even younger than five now that I see. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the ageless one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, younger, older, yes, ageless, thank you, yes.
Yeah. For me, it was amazing, you know, to notice deep down the treasure. Its essential purity was never polluted. To me, that was like, such a relief. Yeah. Because
it was just covered. Is that my phone, or is it on that?
I don't know. It was pretty exciting. Sounded like the coverings were dissolving.
So none of her was spoiled.
That's it. And none of the projections. Wonderful satsang, dear. Thank you.
Pamela?
Uh-huh.
Is it okay? Did somebody else go in?
Yes, welcome.
Hi. I just want to thank everybody for sharing. Today I got something out of everything, and I can really resonate with the frustration.
Yes.
And the mind just going and having a hard time just being still, finding the stillness, though I keep trying.
Yeah, but that's all right. The mind was taught to contract and then pressure itself to function. Yeah, it's a very Western, popular pressure.
Yeah.
So we can really, your mind is like a beautiful formless instrument, and it's already balanced in its essence, but we can just show it that. Would that be okay? Can you notice that your mind is bright, shiny, pure intelligence, even though it thinks it's a racehorse?
I was going to tell you something else, and I'm having trouble staying. This is what it's doing now. It's like, go ahead. I can't.
No, but whatever you want to say.
Well, can I just tell you that I have a hard time talking sometimes. I am feeling around all this and other things people brought up. I have been feeling so deeply humiliated by some circumstances.
Yes.
I have a disability that nobody can tell that I have, and I am so often just misunderstood.
Okay.
And sometimes judged, especially by people that I have to, like healthcare workers and stuff. And there's some things that came up that I'm having to deal with, and I think that I feel stigmatized that because they don't understand what's wrong. And people just go into their own ideas, so what it is,
yes.
Which is not always nice.
Oh.
So I'm sitting, and I'm feeling that frustration because there's something going on with these people that I'm having to deal with, and I don't know what it is. I just know for sure that something's happening.
Okay, so you're picking up something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but first, soothe yourself a little bit. Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I can.
That's all right. We just take it a moment at a time. Just honoring yourself for no reason or any reason. This innocent naturalness that you are, that's sensitive and resilient. And strong and fragile. We're all of it, aren't we? Just allowing this natural respect and honoring that you are to include your own being. Just for a few moments.
I'm to what?
Just for a few moments to include yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The way you love nature, just loving your own body, mind, and beingness.
Can I just say that I am innocent?
Of course you are.
And that's what's so upsetting to me. I haven't done anything. And people make it, I don't know, I just, okay.
So there's some sense of the humiliation in being falsely accused?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only I don't, not that I did anything, just not that I did anything.
Yeah. Now the more you honor yourself, the more, the so-called outer play will start to honor you.
Okay.
Especially as women, we're taught to honor others before ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, and then later it comes back to bite us.
Right.
Yeah, so take a moment again just to honor your innocent naturalness. To honor all those divine qualities that are already there. Resilience, sensitivity. And what is felt or noticed when awareness honors itself and its own body?
I'm just aware of an intensity, an uncomfortable intensity.
And where is the uncomfortable intensity?
Pardon me?
Where is it? Is it in the body or?
Most of it is near. It feels like it's on, just laying on top of my stomach.
Okay. Can we go there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it might be a good thing. It might be the, because in Zen they say the head wakes up, the heart wakes up, and the belly wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
And the belly, when it wakes up, will give you a lot of unshakable strength. And people won't project on you so much. Would that be okay?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, so go say hi to that pressure in the belly. Go, oh, hello. Thank you, thank you. And just reassure everyone that it's safe. It's just like having a, Ramana called it an elephant. But you might have a different, wonderful, benevolent, powerful animal or presence.
And what do you do with that? I'm not sure I understand.
Well, ask it, let it know it's welcome here. It's going to really balance everything that's going on in the life. So we're saying, welcome, welcome.
Okay.
Your strength is needed here.
And that's the part I have trouble with. I get so angry, and I'm afraid that everybody sees my anger and frustration as that I'm crazy.
And oh, okay. I see.
But I have been, I thought how I've always felt that if I get angry, that means there's something really wrong.
Yeah, no, that's a very ancient thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but this is why we definitely want to liberate the belly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just really honoring it and honor that some of the anger is righteous and clear seeing. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just agree with it.
Okay.
It's like a, you know, a tiger growling, going, let me out of here, this is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so just a few, yes, 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 you are right. You are right, you are right. And ask it how big it is, or who it is before it became small, angry, and contained. And what is felt or seen or noticed?
Just, it was like a poof.
Oh, that's so good.
Going up to my heart. It was real subtle.
Oh, gorgeous. Now feed that with gratitude. Like 100 thank yous inside. Or one big silent one.
And I feel tension there, though, still.
You still feel tension there?
Mm-hmm.
Now bow to the tension because it's protective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was protecting the lion or the tiger or whatever was in there, and also protecting others from it roaring. So just thank the tension a few times. And let it know its strength is also welcome here, because tension is animated by a deeply relaxed strength. And is the tension felt in the belly, or is it relaxing, or anything is okay?
It's a little bit better.
Great. And ask it if it would like to root very deeply. So then you would be like one of those amazing trees. Like a big, gorgeous mountain of presence.
That helped. it's more relaxed.
Ah, very good. Now, can we bow to that a few times? Because we just invited it to notice that its naturalness is mountain strength or wonderful rooted tree, and it just went, ah. Thank you again to it. And does anger feel content to be strength, or does it still want to be a volcano?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Personal to you. Everybody gets all these wonderful, I call them colors of consciousness, the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just checking in with anger. Would it like to be a deep, amazing, gorgeous mountain, or would it still want to be a volcano?
A mountain.
Yeah, it wants to be a mountain. You see, it doesn't want to be a volcano.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah, so honoring it also as just pure mountain presence and strength. So it can know itself and deeply relax and uncontain and
that feels better. Thanks.
It feels, I missed the last word.
That feels better. Thank you.
That's it. Okay, now we have to attend to your caregivers a little bit because the volcano scared them a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Now bow to them because behind their worried love and their listening to their minds, is the same innocent presence. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah. Now a few bows. Let presence say hi to presence in them. We're just bowing. Thank you for your, thank you for being. And thank their conditioning for worrying. It's one of the things conditioning does best.
Yeah, I had already, a little bit anyway, seen, where they were coming from.
we just want to keep bowing to their conditioning so it doesn't make any trouble.
Okay.
So bow to their conditioning again. Thank you for worrying for everybody. Thank you for protecting everybody. We're all safe. Because only a sage would thank all this stuff. Everybody else is trying to fire it, right?
Yeah.
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 Good work. Wonderful satsang.
Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Thank you very much.
And keep bowing to the caregivers' minds, because that will sedate their minds.
Very good.
And I just want to thank everyone. We've come to the end of our apparently structured timelessness. I want to thank everybody for your presence and contribution. Silently or with sharing. It's always such an honor to be with you, and also an honor to be present as everything is returning to its naturalness, all the different forms and functions and innocent misunderstandings, and to be present as innocence knows itself as divine, as unconditioned, and as that which holds everything and balances everything. So thank you all. And thank you, East Bay Open Circle and Kate, for hosting us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining us, and everyone. And thank you, Pamela.
Susan, I hopped back on. I got disconnected, but thank you. It was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, much love. Thank you, dear.
Yeah, thank you.
So we have an upcoming telephone satsang, right?
Correct. I was just about to announce that. We do have another satsang on Sunday, September 28th. Same time, same place. With Pamela, and you can register at the Open Circle website. And Pamela is also joining us in October for two thought songs if you're planning ahead for Sunday, October 5th and October 19th. And do you have any other announcements, Pamela?
No, just, you know, to keep bowing to yourself, everybody.
Okay.
We can unmute to say goodbye, I guess.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you. Thank you, Pamela.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's such a treasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, a real treasure.
Thank you, everyone, from Rich and Sandra.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Much love, all. I'm signing off now, apparently.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Deep bows.
You'll never stop giving satsangs, please.
You too.
Thanks.
Okay, dearest.
Much love. Bye.
Much love.
Much love.